And I'm going to drop off this word. Hallelujah. I'm going to drop off this word and I'm going to try to move on out the way. Hallelujah. But Holy Ghost, have your way in this house. Footsteps of suffering. Hallelujah. I thank God for this word and I thank God for how he gave me this word. A lot of times those that speak or preach, sometimes the word comes to you late at night in the midst of your sleep. You jump up and you grab something and write something down. So I thank God for the jumping up. Hallelujah. I thank God for the midnight hour. And I thank God for the footsteps of suffering. Hallelujah. So in this house on today, we come together and we assemble together and we sometimes come before the Lord and we come before him in prayer and we say, God, I want to be free. Hallelujah. God, I want to be free from the power of sin on today. Hallelujah. God, I want to be free from bondage. For as your scripture said, as I read in the leading scripture says, hallelujah, even though we are afflicted, even though we may suffer some wounds, God is able to fix those things. He's able to be our healer. He's able to bound them things up. So on today, we want to be free from the power of being stuck. As our minister Tony brought the word before, she talked about just being in that stuck place. Hallelujah. We want to be free. Hallelujah. Father God, I want to be free from the power of getting in the way of myself. How many of y'all want to be free from the power of getting in the way of your own self? Because sometimes when we think about things and we try to get to the root of things, we always say, I just can't get out of my own way. I'm so sick of being me. I'm so sick of this flesh. I'm so sick of walking in the same thing. Hallelujah. I'm sick of getting in the way. I want to be free on today. I want to be free from the power of loss. Whatever that loss may look like in your life, sometimes that thing can bound us. Sometimes that thing has a grip on us, but we ain't free to worship. Sometimes that thing that we lost, it hovers like a cloud over us. It hovers, hallelujah, and it sometimes makes us feel foggy. And another word for foggy is depressed. Sometimes it has our shoulders heavy. So on today, God, I praise you. Our people, we come together, we assemble together, and we say, God, we want to be free. How many of y'all want to be free on today? Amen. Whatever that, I don't know exactly what that thing is in your life, but I'm praying that God is able to deliver you on today from whatever that fear is. So as we walk through this word, as I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we go through these footsteps of suffering, I'm hoping at the end of this sermon, you'll be able to understand by and by what that looked like and how, hallelujah, it should look in your life. So on today, I'm not trying to be inconsiderate. I'm not trying to whitewash this thing. I'm not trying to say, just get over it. But on today, I am trying to just prepare you. Hallelujah. I am trying to prepare you for what already is the known truth, which is loss. Whatever that may look like, that suffering hits everyone. There's no escape. Because sometimes as we go through life, we ask God, we say, why me? How many of y'all have said that? Because I know I have. We say, God, why me? Why you took this from me? Why I gotta go through this? Why I don't have this right now? Why am I lacking this? Why did I lose that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory be to God. That suffering, it hits everyone. We have people that will get sick. We have people that will endure hardship. We have people that will die. right? These are just the facts. So I'm not trying to just be inconsiderate. I'm just trying to give you the facts on today because I'm a truth teller. That's what I stand on. I stand on the word of truth on today. Hallelujah. We were all born to die. These are just the facts because we were born into a broken world. And through this broken world, Yahweh is trying his best. Through this broken world, Yahweh is trying to get us back to glory. Hallelujah. He is trying to get us back to where we came from. As we maneuver through life, we should then be in a hurry to suffer well. That may sound weird to you. We should be in a hurry to suffer well, so that others are blessed and saved and God gets the glory. What are you talking about, Pastor T? What does it mean to suffer well? Why do I want to suffer well so that somebody else can get the, so that God can get the glory, or so that somebody else can be saved? What about me? Sometimes we sit and we say, but what about me? You're not thinking about the next person, but my word says that in order to suffer well, we are doing it for the glory of God. We are doing it so that other people can see how to do it. Because if we all suffer well, hallelujah, wouldn't that look so glorious on this earth? Wouldn't that look so good? It would feel so good even through our suffering. Because we will see the example of what it looks like. So it's simple, because sometimes as I was sitting with this word and I said, God, what do you mean that I should be going through this well so that somebody else can be saved? And I thought about all the people that I've watched on my walk. And the first person that came to mind was my Pastor Carter. Hallelujah. She suffered well. She went through sickness well. Hallelujah. I saw her take care of her sick mother. I saw her take care of her sick son. I saw her take care of her sick self. I saw her lose her mother. I saw her lose her son. I saw her preach her mother's funeral. I saw her bury her son. And did she miss a beat? Did she miss a Sunday? No, she didn't. She stood on God's glory through all the footsteps of suffering. Hallelujah. And I said, God, I watched that. And I didn't know what that meant until I went through some suffering. I was able to look back and see what it looked like to suffer well, to see what it looked like to actually embrace the suffering and go through it so that you can come out on the other side glorious. Hallelujah. So that you can come out with joy, that unspeakable joy, that thing that people won't understand, that thing that confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the examples. I thank God for my mother-in-law. She was another example. And I'm giving y'all these examples so that you can kind of start connecting these things, so that you can be looking for someone that you see, oh, they suffering well. Mine don't look like that. So let me shift. So God is trying to get us to shift. So I thank God for the example of my mother-in-law. I watched her through a long marriage go through a divorce. Hallelujah. And even after that divorce, she still said, that's my husband. Even after the divorce, she still stayed before the Lord. I saw her read her word. I saw her reach out for counseling. I saw her suffer well through a divorce that was 40 some years old. Hallelujah. To end up in a crumble. Hallelujah. To end up destroyed. I saw her suffer well through that. And as I looked at her walk through that, I said, God, how was she even doing this? How was she even able to look at this man that is living with another woman now and still embracing embracing this man called Jesus, she still embraced and stood on the word of God and said, God, I know you're taking me through this for a reason, and I know you're going to bring it back. Hallelujah. So I saw her suffer well through that. And God got the glory. God mended that marriage back. God was able to bring it back, that her son was able to marry them the second time around. That I stood in her living room and saw them do it again. Hallelujah. And it blessed my soul. Hallelujah. So I've seen examples of suffering well. So if you know the Lord's word, then you will understand that even though suffering will hit us, even though we will go through some stuff, Yahweh promises in his word that he will cover us. His word is full of promises that he will forever be there for us. But we got to know, the first thing that I said, you got to know his word. You got to have a relationship with him to understand what he has for you. Because what is mine is yours. What this word say, it ain't for just one respected person. It's for all of us. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to suffer well, to open up yourself to know how to receive or how to have joy during your pain and after. How are you being a good steward over your temple? How are you being a good steward over your temple when it comes to suffering? How are you treating this body of yours that God gave to you when you are going through? Hallelujah. Present your body. This is what my words say. Present your body to God and surrender when you are suffering. What does that mean? What does that mean to present your body to God when you are suffering? Hallelujah. Romans 12 and 1 say, present your body as a living sacrifice. Present your body, this temple, as a living sacrifice. That may not make sense to many, but it says a living sacrifice, that on this earth, that daily you are dying to Christ, that daily you are giving over to him so that he can have the glory. Hallelujah. That you offer all of your pain to God, all of it, and you trust him in the healing. You trust him with your healing. You trust him with it all, not with some of it. You trust him with it all. I need y'all to understand this, because we sit here and we hear this word and then we come up to the altar for prayer, but we miss the exact word that could have got you when you were sitting right here. So many people in this house are going through some stuff, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So many people need this healing. So many people have lost some things. So many people are sitting here with grief. So many people are sitting here and don't understand why my marriage failed. So many people are sitting here saying, why my children act a mess. Hallelujah. And God is trying to give you an answer on today. As you walk through this life as a living sacrifice, trust him with your pain. Trust him that he will heal you. Because Peter said, in my word, Peter said at the end of chapter 5, it says, my purpose, this is what Peter's talking about. He said, my purpose in writing is to encourage you. So my purpose in standing here is to encourage you and assure you that what you are experiencing is truly part of God's grace for you. It's truly a part of his grace for you. This suffering is truly a part of us. That don't make sense, right? Why would this suffering be truly a part of God's grace for you? God is saying, just stand firm on his grace. Stand firm on his word. Even when it don't make sense, he said, stand firm. Job, stand firm on my word. Yeah. Even when you have questions, stand firm on my word. Because your suffering is a part of God's grace. And his grace, it provides salvation. I'm breaking it down for you what this grace means when it says stand on his grace. That offer all your pain unto him. Because when you do that, you are providing, his grace is providing salvation. It should make you lean more into Jesus. Because if you understand what salvation is, it's basically the cross. is trying every day to walk this thing out in Jesus' name. So when you offer up your pain to Jesus, that means that you are leaning close into that cross. That you are leaning into Jesus on today. Hallelujah. For it is good. It is good. Hallelujah. It is good for me that I was afflicted. Hallelujah. That I might learn your statutes. So learning Jesus' footsteps is how he walked. Learning Jesus' footsteps is where he walked and how he handled being in this world that afflicts us. It's all about your walk on today. That's why with this title, when it says the footsteps of suffering, because it's all about how you walk on today. Check out your walk on today. He carried all of your sins. He carried everything that you are going through, everything that you may not understand, everything, whether it's having questions about who am I, Lord? If you're having questions about what is my identity, Lord? Why don't I feel like I'm fearfully made? Why do I feel like I'm beautiful, Lord? Why do I feel this or that? Anything that you are going through, anything that you are carrying, God said, I already carried that to the cross. And I call that thing that old rugged cross. That old cross with these splinters, that old cross that's uncomfortable. Because the cross is uncomfortable, y'all. Hallelujah. That thing starts to poke at you. When that thing starts to poke at you, you're supposed to turn and pay attention to it. You're supposed to say, ouch, what is this thing, this thorn that is in my side? What is this crown that is piercing my head? All of this stuff y'all supposed to pay attention to. Because suffering provides strength and suffering provides endurance that is powered by the Holy Spirit. Now, that's just what I'm coming from the word. So if you know your word, you will know that I'm in the word. Everything that I'm saying is coming straight from the word of God that your suffering provides. And I know us being church folks, we've heard that so often. Your suffering provides strength. My suffering provides endurance. If I just continue to run this old race, hallelujah, by and by, hey, suffering produces endurance, character, and hope through the Holy Spirit. All of these things are true. But the thing about it is, are you holding on to that truth? As I sat we was having what we call Teacher Tuesday, and the word was just so good. And I said, how do we even err? Because everything that we need to know is in God's word. And if we knew God's character and we say that he's good, because we have seen that song day in and day out, but God today is trying to work in our heart. He's trying to say, I know what your mouth is saying. I know that you say that I'm good. I know that you say that you trust me and I will follow you and I'll walk in your footsteps. But what are you actually doing? What are your footsteps actually producing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 5 and 10, it says, after suffering a little while. My words say, after you suffer a little while. And y'all got to understand that your suffering may be different from your sister, your brother's suffering. Your suffering looks different. So whatever it is that you are suffering in right now, hey, God, I praise you. It says after a little while, God will restore and strengthen you. But sometimes we don't wait on a little while. We don't wait just for a little while. We get so in a hurry to try to fix things. We get so in a hurry to try to fix our family. We get so in a hurry to try to fix the things on our job. But God said, if you just wait for a little while, if you just give it to me and hand it over to me and just wait for a little while, that I will restore you. I will strengthen you. Sometimes you got to just let people hit the wall. Because they are stopping you from getting to your glory. How are they going to see you as an example when you always trying to be the Savior? How are they going to see the Savior when you are always in his way? I had to learn that myself, to get out the way so that my son can hit the wall. And I'm pointing to my son back there. And he ain't the only one, so that my daughter can hit the wall. But he's my firstborn. So you learn a lot when it comes to your firstborn. Hallelujah. And God taught me how to be a better mother. God taught me not to be the Savior. Because I had a Savior complex. If my friend called me and said she needed something, I'm quick to drop everything and go try to be the Savior. And that thing was heavy. So I'm telling you on today, once you give it over to God, that what his word say? God said, give it to me. Everything that you're carrying, give it to me. Hallelujah. And then I will handle everything else, because when you give it to me, not only will you be able to see the Savior, other people will be able to see the Savior. So God is saying, stop getting in my way of people seeing me. Hallelujah. I need y'all to hear this. God is saying, stop getting in my way of people seeing me. Move your big head out the way so that the people can see me. Move your hands. Stop touching stuff so that you can see me. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't getting this word, but footsteps of suffering. I need you to embrace it. I need you to embrace this thing called footsteps of suffering. So as I come in, and in my, these are my last scriptures, and these are the scriptures that go with the title, footsteps of suffering. I'm coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, 19 through 24. And God said in his word, and I'm reading the NIV version so that I can make it plain enough for you. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, because they are conscious of God. So God is saying it is righteous, it is worthy that when you suffer well, that when you are going through something unjust, that something that you didn't cause, but you able to endure it well, God said that means that you are aware of your Savior. That you acknowledge God as who he is, the head of your life. But the 20th verse says, but how is it to you, to your credit, if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. Hallelujah. So God is saying in those scriptures that a lot of times we put ourselves in certain situations and we going through certain pains and we going through it just for no reason at all. Hallelujah. God said you're not enduring well. You're not recognizing who I am. Like, you put this suffering upon yourself. You put yourself in those situations and then you trying to call it something else. So we got to be careful in putting God's name on everything. Sometimes it's just you and your bad mistakes. Sometimes it's just us just walking into mess, because believe it or not, God is a stumbling block, y'all. God will try to prevent you from doing something that you ain't got no business doing. But we will step right over that stumbling block and maneuver right around that thing that is trying to stop us and still go do something wrong that we know we ain't got no business doing. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden we in so much pain. Hallelujah. The 21st verse says, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps, his footsteps. He committed no sin. So what does it look like with footsteps of suffering? What does it look like? It means that you will try to walk in those same footsteps that Jesus walked. As he journeyed to that cross, as he was persecuted, as he took on everything for us, God is saying that is the same way that you are supposed to walk. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in his mouth. Nothing that came out of his mouth, hallelujah, was meant to tear someone down. Hallelujah. Be careful what you speak. And I tell people this a lot of times, because a lot of times when folks come to the altar, sometimes God, not a lot, but sometimes God bless somebody's hands. And if you are that person and God said your hands are blessed, God is telling you on today, be careful what you touch as well. Be careful what you speak, says the Lord. Because God said, I had no deceit was found in my mouth. When they hurled their insults at me, he did not retaliate. Right now in this midst, somebody talking about you. Right now, you don't feel good. Right now, you're trying to understand how they treat me this way. Why they do this to me? Why they can't understand this or that? And we try our best to try to figure that thing out, or we have something to say. Because they talking about you. God said, so what? I carried that to the cross for you. Those are my same footsteps that I took on for you. So there's no need for you to retaliate, because in his word, he already told you to give it to him. So why are you even wasting your time to have anything to say back? Sometimes you just need to walk away and not only pray for yourself, but pray for that person. Because you don't know what God is trying to work out in their lives. So when you are a living example of suffering well, hallelujah, and that person is attacking you, but then they see you go off and just go pray, they see you just turn around and don't say anything, that confuses the enemy. Because the enemy is constantly trying to draw us in, constantly trying to take us this way. But then when we turn and go the other way, he's trying to figure out, oh, now what just happened? Because your trust should be in the Lord on today. Hallelujah. When he suffered, he made no threats. Hallelujah. He made no threats. He didn't say, run up on me one more time. He didn't say that. He made no threats. Because he's God. He's the creator of all. So when somebody run up on you, you should feel sorry that they even stepped in your presence. You should feel sorry because you know who fights on your behalf. When someone talks about me, or when someone hurts me, or when I'm going through something, I began to pray. I said, God, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know who they talking to. It ain't even about me. It's about the God that is in me. It's about the God that I believe in. And it ain't just lip action. It's my footsteps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Instead, and this is Jesus, y'all. This is what he did. So instead, he trusted himself, who judges justly. Jesus trusted God. So God is saying, why can't you? I sent the living example. I sent some footsteps for you to go by. So why are you worried about this world? Why are you threatened about anything? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 24th verse and the last verse, it says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, you have been healed. I need some of y'all to believe in that today. I need y'all to understand that this is God's word, that we all heard that as church folks, by his wounds, we have been healed. But I need y'all to believe in that on today like never before. That everything, every wound, every burn, every strap that has hit you, everything that you've been through, everything that this life have done, every polluted thing that's in your life, God is saying that his wounds have already healed you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So your footsteps should be producing something, y'all. Hallelujah. Your footsteps should be producing something. I need you to stand still for a moment. When you are walking through this life, I need y'all to try to do this as just as an example. Just stand still for a moment. Just take the time, because throughout the week, something is going to happen. Life is going to get busy around you. People are going to try to speed you up. But I need y'all to remember this. I need you to just stop. In the midst of your footsteps, I need you to stop and turn around. And I need you to look back. I need you to look at your footsteps. And when you look at your footsteps, I want you to ask yourself, now, what do I see? Now, this is called meditation and reflection. Some people may be at work when this happened. Somebody may look at your crazy and say, now, what's this time you just stop like that? But in the midst of your chaos, when Satan is trying to get you, when you feel that thing starting to rise up, God said, I need you to stop. And then just look back. Because I need y'all to understand that in everything that we go through in this life, it's to purify us. It's to chip away at those things that are unholy. It's to make us better, and that's okay. But God said, I need you to be able to acknowledge that, so I need you to stop and look back. And God said, and when you look back, think about whatever you are consistent in. Whatever you are consistent in will be what you see yourself walking toward or walking in. So as you stop, let me make it make sense. So as you stop and look back and reflecting and looking at your footsteps, God is saying whatever you are consistently walking toward, that is what you consistently represent. So if you feel overwhelmed and heavy, God is trying to get you to acknowledge, what is that thing that I'm continually, where are my footsteps constantly going? Because when you recognize where your footsteps are going, you are able to redirect your steps. Hallelujah. And guess what? When you redirect your steps and begin to go in a different path, guess what's happening behind you? God is back there doing this. He's back there wiping those footsteps. When you was on the wrong path, he already back there clean. He was like, oh yeah, my sister, they going in the right direction now. So now when they turn around, they not going to see two sets of footsteps. They going to see the right path. I'm hoping y'all picking up that visual. So when you stop and look back, you're not going to see that mess that you were just walking in. Because God is beginning to clean you up. But it takes you to identify that. Because sometimes you can fool yourself. You can turn around and be like, oh, I'm good. And God is saying, really? And then you just continue to walk in that mess. But God is telling you on today, when you are really serious and you really trust my word and you really trust in my footsteps, and able to suffer well through those footsteps. Hallelujah. Glory. I need you to understand that there is life and death in your footsteps. Your kids are watching your footsteps. Your sister and brothers are watching your footsteps. That is what the word says, that your life is supposed to get the glory. That it's supposed to lead people to Jesus. So if your footsteps are not leading people to Jesus, like Jesus' footsteps did, he led it to the cross. You need the course correct. You have to know where your feet are stepping. Who or what is your North Star? And it's like, as I think back over my life and the consistency in my life, I can stand boldly and say there is power in consistency. I'm not boasting about myself. It's just one day I went to a church, and then the second day I decided to keep going to the church. The third day I decided to keep going. Like, it just keep, when I say the church, it's just the word. I continued to show up. When Bible study was happening, I showed up. These are my footsteps. When the doors of the church opened, I showed up with no excuse. And this my, y'all can't compare your footsteps to mine. I'm just telling you mine. I'm boasting in Jesus right now. That me and my husband, when we go on vacation, that we made sure that our days matched up to, so that we can be present and show up. Okay, y'all, those are my, when I look back over my footsteps, the thing that you are consistent in is the thing that you will have power in. That is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. So if you're consistent at that job, if you tired, you work Monday through Friday, and you tired in that job, and you say, I'm just going to rest on Sunday. But you didn't call out on Tuesday. So that I'm trying to get y'all to understand where you are consistent in. It'll show up in your life. That weight will start showing up in your life. Hallelujah. Where are your footsteps constantly going or leading you to? And I'm coming in, Pastor. Who footsteps are you following on today? Because like I said, somebody is looking at your footsteps. Who footsteps are you looking at? And what paths are they taking you down? Hallelujah. You may be weak on the spiritual end because you are giving your power over to something else. And that is the point where, I'm giving you hope in this message, because that is the point where I told you to stop. Because a lot of times, even myself, when I feel like I'm doing something out of pocket or I'm doing too much, I have to stop and recalibrate. Hallelujah. Because somebody else's footsteps are trying to pull me this way. And I have to come back and say, God, no, let me stop. Because I'm feeling heavy. Let me stop. Because I'm feeling like I'm overthinking my mother thing with this depression. Like Satan is trying to get my mind and trying to make me feel like I'm losing my mind, or one day my brain gonna crack. Oh, let me shift back. I'm trying to give y'all the tools to be able to shift, because this is how Satan works. He wants your footsteps to follow him. So that when you are going through life, and I need y'all to understand that life is suffering. Every day when you wake up, there is some type of suffering. So God is trying to get you to suffer well when you are walking through this life. Because Satan will try his best to imitate these footsteps, y'all. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus' footsteps. Hallelujah. Jesus' footsteps. And this is everything that need to be wrapped up in a bow. I'm coming in, Pastor. Come on. Jesus' footsteps. My background. Jesus' footsteps is humility. Jesus' footsteps produces humility. Are you humble on today? Can you go last? Or you always got to be first? It produces compassion. Hallelujah. God's footsteps produces obedience. Because we all know, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you today, that obedience is better than sacrifice. That God is saying, if you simply just obey me, you will automatically begin to sacrifice some things. So that is why the words say obedience, showing up, community, staying in your word, walking with Jesus. There is where your power is. Hallelujah. If you're not doing that, you begin to become invisible. Hallelujah. You begin to become invisible. You begin to try to figure out, God, do you see me? God is saying, yes, I see you. The question is, do you see me? Which is God. He's asking you that question. He's saying, stop worrying about if I see you. I'm the watcher of all. The big question on today is, do you see me as your true living Savior? As the one that can walk you through? As your healer? Because your footsteps will begin to produce great suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great suffering. I thank God for great suffering. As I paused, I was, of course, thinking about, not of course, but I'm thinking about my minister. That God prepared her for a great loss in her life. That when I saw her, because I know some years ago, if Granny was taken, she would have tried to jump in the grave with Granny. But her footsteps began to change. And she began to lean even more into Christ. Began to listen even more to his word. That when God began to take something from you, because no one in this house belongs to you. Everybody belongs to the Lord. So I'm not trying to be inconsiderate. But when you lose your son, or when you lose your mother, or when you lose your father, or when you lose your sister or your brother, suffer well. Acknowledge, hallelujah, and remember their great presence here on this earth. But at the end of the day, acknowledge God in your walk. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Your footsteps shall produce love. Loving everyone around you, even the person that gets on your nerves. Love people through the hard stuff. Your footsteps will produce forgiveness. Because that thing that you are carrying, that unforgiveness, hallelujah, that was already nailed to the cross. So why are you carrying unforgiveness? Because while my Jesus was up there on the cross, God, he said, Lord, forgive them. For they don't even know what they are doing. So I'm telling you and I'm encouraging you to forgive on today. Because they might not even know what they was doing. Because today you are a different person. And the person that they were attacking, you are no longer that person. Because you have rose up above that thing. Every day I want to be new. I need y'all to have the same mindset. Every single day you want to be new. Hallelujah. I say this again. And I close out with this. To this. And that this is your suffering. Whatever this may be, or whatever this may look like in your life, I'm closing with this. Right now. You, and you, everyone in this room, you were called for this thing. And that may blow your mind. You were called for this suffering. Jesus was called for a suffering. You are called for the same exact thing. And he's trying to teach you how to carry it. So because you were called, just as God and Christ, just as Christ suffered for you, Christ left you an example. Christ left you a great example. Can't pick this up. This Bible is a great example of his footsteps. sometimes the word may be hard. Every single thing in this Bible is hope. There is joy. These footsteps, this is healing, y'all. Everything you need is in this example. So I need you to hold this thing close to your heart so they can produce everything that Jesus produced in your life on today. Because I don't want you to get it twisted that every day is going to be sugar-coated and rainbows. Your life is meant to suffer. It's just up to you who you're going to suffer with. Oh, y'all come on and stand and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah.